Good evening.
Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. Ground rules for communication. Members of the board, please raise your hand to be called on before you begin speaking. And members of the public, please make your comments during the time allotted for public comment. And the speech of wretches, the speech of our future, the youth, there's a lot going on in the world. So, work then. Oh, the Wi-Fi connection, the network is T-Center West. And the password is PEAC3916, PEAC3916.
Chuck Anderson, President Ankeny Antrim, requested an excuse to ask him. Rodrigo Argueta, listen. Fred Lair,
here.
Lydia Person,
here.
Steve Brooks and Chris Condon each requested excused absences. John Crumshaw,
present.
Mariana Gladney. Tej Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar and Fred Klender each requested excused absences. Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Tapasha Uchembe.
Here.
Brenda Medina and Dutch Merritt each requested excused absences. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker requested an excused absence. Steve Fry.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
You said he requested an excused absence.
Lamont Yakey?
Yep.
I
saw something. He's grading exams.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
14 present, have a chair.
You know when that email was sent?
Pardon me?
You know when that email was that sent today, Steven?
I have no idea.
Did anybody recall when that? Agenda approval.
Oh, I'm sorry. I moved to accept the excuse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
Yes, I'd like to move up the.
I moved ahead too fast. We have to. You need a motion to approve it.
Okay.
I thought he made
it. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Excuse
that. Is there any objection? Okay, I need to know whether that includes
Lamont Yakey
or not.
I'm trying to find that on my mind.
Yeah.
It does in my mind.
It does.
Yeah.
Do I need to read them once more, or is that true?
Are there any objections?
I have no objection, but I think the member should be reminded to contact the chair and the secretary.
I only saw two of them come through the email. I don't know where these others come from. We've repeated that they should be gone to the whole LSC, so...
I think we just thought one from 6:30 that it was repeated for 6:30.
to the firm. But there were other people who did. I've only been here, and there are a whole bunch of them, so I don't know why they're not coming through the LLC. Just saying. What kind of, you know.
I've had some
people
Agenda approval?
Don't we need a timekeeper? Has that been established? Thank you. Approval for agenda move?
I have several.
All right, I'll move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Yes, I would like to move up the GM search committee report to follow to be the new number 7.
Would it make number 7 number 8?
No, right after the GM responds to public comment.
Can you lower the microphone over there? Thank you.
Is the GM here?
Oh, he's here.
No.
He won't be here tonight.
Oh, he won't be here tonight?
No, he will not be here.
Okay. Then the new number 6. Since he won't be here, it could just be the new number 6.
It's over. It's over. I don't know if there's more than one.
No, I mean number 6.
Number 6 is
under public comment.
Oh, okay. So we still have...
I would like all of the committees to get some time. I mean, none of these committees have made reports in all about 2 years. The outreach committee, programming oversight, the town hall task force.
I don't know what that was.
I know it's there.
What time?
Oh, okay. Because they had 0 times in the previous agenda.
Let me double check. I don't know.
I need to amend my own.
What? That's the resolution.
Yeah, I note that Roman numeral 2, scheduling, location, announcement of meetings, got 10 minutes allocated, but when you read the text, it gives the time and the place for all the meetings, so I propose that we save 10 minutes and just not have any discussion of that.
That's a motion. Have a second.
Yeah, I move to do that. And I accept the stand.
Okay. We have a motion to amend.
We have 2.
Lydia wanted to amend her, so we're going to talk about things.
Yeah, I would like to move the GM search committee report to before public comment, so the new number 4, since the general manager is not here. And the distinction between that and just reporting back is the fact that that's one of the two positions most of, greatest interest to most of our members.
I'll second.
Is there any objection to the GM search committee report being the new number 4?
That's in front of the general manager? Or after?
Replacing because he's not here.
Well, there'll be a time for this.
It'll be in front.
Yeah. We'll still have board
discussion. The new number 4, because there will be no GM response.
Probably we want to talk about it.
Yeah, there will be discussion of the moving board.
Okay, okay. It is decided the number, I want it before the public comment, before that first public comment.
Okay, so
you guys figure out the.
Before public comment 1, but after GM report summary in 2A.
We'll make it the new 4.5.
Okay, so right before public comment? Okay. Is there any objection? Who seconded it?
I do.
Okay. And is there any objection?
I think we should have public comments on the general manager report, and then we should have public comments on the GM search committee, so we get a vote, and we should have public comments before the vote.
Are you second?
Yes.
Okay, wait.
I'm saying I think that the public should have a chance to comment on the general manager report. Then we should have the GM search committee report with an opportunity for public comment on it separately.
So that's moving it down before the next public comment.
No, it would be the new six, and there would be a public comment.
Then vote on it. GM search committee report, and then public comment here. He wants it lower than Lydia wants it. It's moving higher, but not as high as Lydia wants.
Okay. Michael, what is the number?
What your original motion, make it Roman numeral 6.
Oh, okay. Where I had it originally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, you want it before public comment. He wants it after public comment 1.
As Roman numeral 6. I want it as Roman numeral 6.
Okay.
But then you want public comment right after?
There's going to be public comment because it's a vote. We always have public comment before we vote.
That's the point. So right after we do the report, there'll be public comment.
Yes.
Not where it is right now, the report.
No, that would be an additional public comment.
That's my question.
Yes.
No, it will be 2 will be moved up. No.
So there would be the public comment 2, which is for the PMB report.
Well, number 9 would be moved up.
Thank you.
So 9 would be moved up. Okay.
So, is there any objection?
Just to try to clarify, I don't want to change any other public comments. I'm just saying that before we vote on the General Manager Search Committee job description, we need to take public comments.
You want to have a public comment?
If necessary.
As opposed to bringing up one that's on the
agenda? Yes, because the public should have a chance to comment on the P&B report as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine.
So it would be the new number...
The GM search committee will read item number 6, and there will be a public comment before we vote on it.
Good.
Is there any objection? Seeing none. GM committee report is meeting number 6 with a public comment following. Tim, you had... You want to tackle all the committee reports?
Apparently it was put on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you for your request. And then, Dr.
Wenger? You want them not to read the location, so it would be, it would not be read, it would be 0 time, it would just be on the paper and people can read it at their own.
Yeah, I'm just questioning whether or not we need to have 10 minutes to discuss the scheduling announcement of meetings when it's in writing, everybody has a copy of it.
Right, and he so moved and I seconded it.
Lydia?
Yeah, and I object because this... is Terry not taping?
Yeah, he's taping.
Oh, okay. Because it's taped and posted and some people actually check it out. So I recommend just that we read it. I don't think it'll take 10 minutes. So I say 5 minutes.
1 minute.
Read it minutes, however long it takes to read it.
One of those people who read.
Okay.
So we vote. So I say 5 minutes is my amendment.
Is there any objection to shortening it to 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. Are there any other requests for amending the agenda?
Move the adoption.
Are there any objections? Who seconded it? There's no objection, so the agenda is approved as amended. Minutes approval. Or last.
Two.
Thank you. Lydia?
I move to approve the minutes for April 16th and May
7th. Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none?
Well, I need to abstain because I haven't read them, so I reserve, read them and select them. So let's take a vote. Sorry.
If you would like to approve the minutes from April 16th and May 17th, please raise your hand. If you would like to approve them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. No. Abstention. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Announcement.
Yeah, next, the 12th, July 12th, there will be a fund drive for Spanish language programming and traveling event at the radio station at the parking lot, beginning at 7 p.m. It's going to be a presentation of the life of Pablo Neruda. It's going to be a multimedia presentation with, poetry, music, video by Gregorio Duque. And some money was raised, when we were offering the last fundraiser, the tickets for this event. But for the the money is going to be wasted at the radio station.
Great.
So that will be next July, 12, 7 p.m. at the radio station, the parking lot.
Are there tickets, Michael?
Right there.
How much are the tickets?
We were asking 25, but nobody's going to be soon.
Right away.
Yeah. So basically what we want to do to provide the membership for whoever that could get the membership and also enjoy the show.
Yes. What?
You like to talk?
Why talk?
The day of the week.
7 p.m. Okay.
What is the
There's a group of people have a meeting to revise the community calendar newspaper change link that was published by John Johnson for many years. He passed away earlier in the year. And so if people do have calendar announcements for that, we just send them to Frank Doro at fdoro, F-D-O-R-R-E-L, at fbcglobal.net. And hopefully the issue will be out by the 4th of July, which would have been John Johnson's 70th birthday.
Can you give the next meeting date so people can attend?
The next meeting date would be actually Sunday, July 6th. It would be here as a distribution party, mailing party, and potluck at 11:30 in the morning. And probably some discussion there about the August issue.
Can you repeat the Frank Doro email address?
F Doro, F-D-O-R-R-E-L, at fbcglobal.net.
Whenever we get to scheduling, what's going to offer to read
There's also an audit of it that's going to be happening at the school. There's also going to be an audit of it in, on Urban Coffee House. Do you remember the date, Michael?
I think it's July 26th. It'll be after July 26th.
From July 26th.
Right.
4 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Saturday in Pershing Square. Thank you. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Pershing Square. A protest against any renewed bombing or fighting between the U.S. and Iraq.
What time?
1 o'clock.
I have a couple of announcements. Can somebody explain what the art gallery will be for the exhibition, please?
It's an exhibit of John Johnson's oil paintings. It'll be announced again at the next meeting, but it's after the next LLC meeting.
This weekend in Boyle Heights is the B-Boy Summit, and that's a hip-hop summit for youth. It's free, so you can go to, it's the letter B, boy, SUMMIT.com, and it's this weekend in Boyle Heights. There's free parking at Roosevelt High School campus. So Saturday there's going to be a panel. It's from 12 to 8 p.m. And it's a free event. Also, the grand performances have started or are starting, and the summer series concerts. Any other announcements?
What was that last announcement?
The grand performances.
What's that? Go ahead. California
concerts. Yeah, we have the concerts, free concerts.
Downtown
LA. Okay. No more announcements? Okay. Scheduling location, Mr.
McAfee. Yes. Program Oversight
Committee.
Yeah, good. I'm sorry. Program Oversight Committee meets Monday, June 23rd, 2014, 7 p.m. at KPFK. Town Hall Task Force meets Tuesday, June 24th, 2014, 7 p.m. at KPFK. The Outreach Committee picnic will be Sunday, July 3rd, 12 to 6 p.m. at Griffith Park Carousel. The GM Search Committee will be Wednesday, July 9th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Peace Center. The PNB Committee of Inclusion meets Sunday, July 13th, at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center. The Governance Committee meets Monday, July 14, 2014 again, 7:30 p.m. at the Peace Center. The Finance Committee meets Tuesday, July 15th, at 7:30 p.m. at KPFK. The LSB meeting will be Saturday, the next LSB meeting will be Saturday, July 19th, 1 p.m. at the Peace Center. And the Personnel Committee next meeting is to be determined yet.
So we need to be sure to notice for that July 19th for the election for the votes on the bylaws, which is a delegates assembly. Microphone.
So the next LSB meeting will also
include
at that same day have a delegate meeting.
Yes, and we'll announce the
Yeah, there must be an error because July 3rd is not a Sunday, the 4th of July is a Friday.
Friday.
So the Sunday must be the 6th.
The 3rd is a Thursday.
Yeah, but I assume it's a Sunday, the 6th. Right.
Yeah. Is that right, Reza? Sunday, July 6th for Outreach Committee?
Yes.
Okay.
The Sunday is the 6th.
Okay. Thank you. And I would also like to thank the media for the presentation. Okay, implementation follow-up action items. Excuse absence policy and governance committee.
We neglected to take that up, and we changed our procedure to have an implementation thing for our own internal governance committee as well, so we'll get it next time.
Thank you. Development Task Force, Mr. Novick.
Yeah, people will recall that the LSB a couple of months ago passed a motion calling for the creation of a development task force. I've met a couple of times with the interim general manager, and it's actually in his report as well, but we've been running on air an announcement soliciting people to participate in the task force. So we have kind of a prospectus of different possible off-air fundraising that the task force would take part in. The idea is that it would be a working body. It's still open for membership if anybody wants to get involved. You can send an email to volunteer@kpfk.org we'll consider people's participation. The first meeting would probably be at this point after the week of July 7th, because apparently Mr. Presley has to be out of the Bay Area so that week to pass his baton as interim general manager of KPFA, interim general manager of KPFA. So probably the second week of the 14th, we'll have a meeting of the task force and my effort just before the next Monday.
Anything else?
No. Question. What is the actual role of the development task force? And you know, what's the difference between that and the outreach?
You mean the program
office? No, the outreach.
Okay, development is basically terminology for fundraising and for nonprofits, and so the idea of the development task force is that we'll carry out off-air fundraising for the station. And there are various modalities for that, including trying to get people to put KPFK in their wills, doing community events that raise money, doing call-out to lapsed members, seeking, you know, directed giving campaigns for major donors and a lot of other things that's been percolated to the LSV previously.
Money.
Move
on to our next item, number four, the general manager's report.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
I assume that since the general manager is not here to summarize his report in 5 minutes, that the agenda now is providing 15 minutes for item four, correct?
Thank you, sir.
Correct.
Since the general manager is not here to summarize his report, and there's 20 minutes for a lot of that, 5 minutes for his summarizing report, 15 minutes for discussion from us. I'm assuming that item now is only 15 minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend this item and address it at the next LSB meeting when he's here.
I would second that.
Are there any objections?
Yeah, I object. I think we need to talk about it. We can cut his 5-minute thing here, but we need to talk about it, so we should use our 15 minutes today.
Okay. Let's take a vote. If you are in favor of Mr. Reyes' motion to suspend item number 4, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3.
By the way, I'm not opposed to talking about it next month, too. I think we should talk about it both months.
What?
We're taking a vote right now, suspending item number 4, the general manager's report.
The kind of discussion of it.
Just as a point of information, would somebody read it? What would happen?
You have it in front of
you. There's a motion to, if you would like to not have suspended and have a two-minute discussion, then you can vote against it.
I understand, but would anybody read it? No, the public may not have it, or for
the public.
What about for the benefit of the stream?
It's online.
You said it online.
It's in the deck. It'll be part of the draft. It'll be part of the approved minutes. The public doesn't get it sooner than I'm. If you guys want to provide for that, let me know.
Yeah, I'd like to have some discussion of this motion and its implications before we go to a vote.
We're taking a vote. So if you want
a straw vote or a vote. We haven't had discussion yet. We simply said, is there any opposition? I said there was. We have some debate.
Right.
If it would help the body, I would go ahead.
Okay. I'll withdraw my second, and whatever moves us along.
Okay, for discussion, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd just like to.
Dr. Winger?
Yeah. For those of you who haven't read it yet, I encourage you to read it right now. And I call your attention to page 2 and the third to last paragraph. Basically, we're in dire straits. And this tells in some detail about the dire straits. But basically what it comes down to is more staff cuts. So let me just read this last paragraph, the third to the last paragraph on page 2. So, despite previous cuts, all Pacifica outlets, that includes KPFK, have no choice but to make further, much deeper cuts.
would be cutting staff people that take their pay. But please know that no one in this process believes this to be anything more than a stopgap measure. Even IED Bernard Duncan, when asking to see these proposed cuts from the network scams, said that cutting will only further degrade operational effectiveness while buying a short amount of time. So I think that I can't tell people what to do, but I think our staff reps should be talking to the staff and making sure they're fully informed as to what's going on, because they just deserve to know.
Can you read the rest of it, Jim?
Well, not the rest of it. I mean, I'm trying to read the rest of the report.
Public comment. There's time for public comment.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah, well, it was something that is sort of in a vacuum. This may be true or it may not be true. Assuming it's true, I'm a staff rep, and I talk to the staff all the time, and they don't understand why we're in the financial situation they're in. I think the notion that we would be laying off staff without being able to explain to them how we got into this financial pickle in the first place is an anathema of what I would hope Pacifica is all about. When we discover why we're in the financial pickle we're in, it may still be the case that we have to lay off staff, but then at least they'll know why they're losing their jobs, where at the moment they frankly wouldn't, and they ought to know what the reasons are why we're in the financial pickle that we're in.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with that.
We have Michael and then Kim.
I just kind of jumped the gun. We just today get some financials, and basically this station is not in bad shape according to the financials. I don't know if they're accurate or complete, but they did reduce their payroll, and they reduced the premium expenses, which are the two things that were driving this over budget the last 2 years. So I think that this definitely needs to be discussed more fully before such cuts are implemented.
Ms. Kaufman?
Let me just check one thing. First of all, I have lots of problems with these numbers. They're fantastical. But as for deficits, I've been saying for the last 3 years we've been running a deficit over and over to this LSC. There have been staff cuts in the budgets for the last 3 years. That's one reason why we've run a deficit, and the premium costs have gone up and up and up and up every year. So that's why we're running a deficit. Our electricity has gone up now that we're at 100% power for our tower. That's double the amount that it's been for the last couple of years. That's a nice chunk of change. And there are other things that I have said over and over, that we're running a deficit and we're not getting CPD money. So that's a lack of revenue. This is not a mystery, guys. I mean, that if you spend more money every year than you bring in, you're running a deficit. So if it's a mystery to me, why it's a mystery.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't accept this report at all. In fact, I'm going to move to send it back to him for two reasons. The first one is talk about the disciplinary archives and the cost for them. The only cost if you pay them. And right now, Brian's saying we owe them over $41,000 for us in terms of paying to them, plus something like $89,000 in pink premium that we've gotten from him and haven't paid for. So right now, he is saying, as I say, we owe PRA $50,000. And then he's hoping for students to not plan to pay it or pay forward, going forward. And he could bring up PRA in his report. Why is he missing any of this?
I agree.
I think there's a lot he's not telling us, and I know he's not here, but still, and also I'm getting a little tired of the 5 or 6 months we've been waiting now. I've been very patient. We passed a resolution last year about Albatron numbers, and they just decided to ignore that.
They're not posted.
Uh-oh.
We'll put that up. Can you forget that?
Can anyone give explanation about the CPV? Because I've been seeing the CPV issue raised over and over. And some people say, you know, because we don't have enough engineers. Some other people say because we are addressing the issues of the community. we're not taking into account the different groups in the area that we're serving. And some people say, you know, who cares and whatever. But I do care, and I want to know, you know, what exactly it is, because this is the problem. You know, if some organization are having the same problem too, then we have this situation. How can we solve it? And I need a better explanation of that. Because it's been addressed over and over. That's one thing. And another thing that I want to raise is that they must report, you know, the lines that say basically that those programs, you know, that do not raise money will go, because that's what he says right here. Right? I have a big, big problem right there. You know, and it has to do with processing. We have to take process to do things. And we are, you know, responsible to implement the bylaws. So no product should be removed. There is no process, or at least, you know, a certain dialogue with the programmers. But just based on the money, that's not what our bylaw says. So that's my comment. But CPV, I need to know more about that.
Okay, so we're going to take the comments first, and then if somebody from the body wants to, Lauren.
Well, this report at his executive report, executive session report, is dropping the load and not being able to address it with his presence. And these are very provocative reports, and I have real difficulty when somebody drops a very provocative report and is not here to rationalize or explain, you know, his method, you know, and his conclusion. So I just wanted to say that for the benefit of the stream, because this person's not here, dropping another provocative report on us, not being able to ask these questions, put them in person. And as Mr. Lackley said, we're discussing this report in a vacuum.
Dr. Winger?
Yeah, two things. First, Michael, you said we got these financials. From whom did we get these financials?
Napoleon, the business office, and I think on loan from the national office, the local office, there is no business manager currently.
Okay, so do you yet have an opinion as to their veracity, or is it just fresh information that you haven't had a chance to
get? I just got them this afternoon.
Got it, okay. And the second thing has to do with these reports. Now, I had a bad flu this year, and maybe I missed it, but when the CPB communicates this information that, you know, there's not going to be any more money, hopefully they do this in writing. And have I received this via email and simply failed to remember it, or has this information been sent to this LSB? Presumably either you, the treasurer, or a member of the NSC, or somebody gets this information in writing from the CPB saying, sorry folks, no more money. I'd like to get it in writing to the email list of this LSB so I could read it and think about it. Maybe Jim would as well. I mean, you know, probably Rodrigo, he's had his question was aimed at it too. You know, and Lawrence, you know, probably you support this as well. Don't we all want to know realistically what the facts are with regard to these CPB monies? And must they not be in writing, and can we not send this to this board via email so we can all read it? I strongly request this, and I'll make a motion if I need to, but maybe you can just get it and send it to us, Michael.
Before I take the
The only place I've seen the statement that there's no money coming has been in the two general management reports from Mr. Borowski. This one he attributes it to Otis McClay for some reason. So I guess it's the CPB
compliance officer.
But I haven't seen anything in writing apart from that. And my assumption was that we're still trying to complete the meeting with the auditors so that we could fulfill the CPB requirements and get the money that we were due.
Well, would you follow up with that and ask and try to get it right in court? Because that would just make me very happy, and I'm sure others as well.
Before I take people who have already spoken on,
just very quickly, to the same point, I think the serious explanations as to why haven't seen it already. But I've heard various explanations as to why we're not going to get the money, because apparently they changed the rules. That's the explanation that I've heard both from Karatsky and from Alan Minsky and from others in the station. That it used to be on a station-by-station basis, now it's on the whole network basis. But I don't know.
Yeah,
so I would like not only to see in writing that says we're not going to get the money, but why we're not going to get the money. If the rules have changed, what's changed? If we're not going to get it, if we don't meet the new threshold because it's a higher threshold, why don't we meet that threshold? But not only in writing that we're not getting it, but why we're not
getting
it.
Absolutely.
Lydia? Good.
Okay, I can send the letter that we received regarding this next fiscal year, which is the diminishing of listeners at our station at KPFT and so forth. But what I don't know still is I have not seen in writing, shall I say, on CPB stationery, what is causing the delay from those reports that we have sent in beyond oral reports, that some of it has to do with our noticing, which I totally believe, not consistent with whatever. I do think the analysis in this is correct. We have been warned by our auditors year after year that we were, that it's not wise to depend on one source of income beyond 10%, and CPB certainly represented far beyond that. CPB is a nonprofit organization, and it's funding coming from the government, but it's not the government per se. So their funding gets cut, our funding gets cut, and they change the rules to comply with some of that. But some of it is, but the reason that they put in black and white, which is the only one I've seen in black and white, is that of the reduction in listenership at our station, as well as KPFT. Yeah, I can send that to you that I got.
He asked the question whether network-wise or individual stations.
Because it hasn't actually decreased. They've upped the threshold of what you need.
No, it decreased. Our listenership decreased at KPFT. They may have also upped something. But they explained it in the letter. It's kind of brief, but that's one explanation. That is aside from the past 2 years that we have been counting on that money. It was in our budget and never came. And that's due to a variety of reasons, which I believe has to do with some noticing requirements not having been met. And so we'll see where that goes. And the audit. So anyway, so that's all I know. But I haven't seen anything from CPB beyond what I will send to the board.
Okay. Good question.
Okay.
Very briefly, if somebody can give me just very briefly the background to this statement about scheduling of the program scheduling it gives the impression that the management he doesn't have the leverage power to work with the scheduling that works for the station. And that is on the...
What page are you on?
On the second page, last, continuing on to the second. And this relates to uprising.
Right.
That when the scheduling was changed, positive changes did take place, and I think that the manager is thinking that maybe, but that caused controversy. I just want somebody to briefly give me the background on that, because I feel like the management can have that authority or power to do that.
Should or should
not?
I mean, I am messed on the sack at any rate. Now, relative to PRA, according to these financials, we have overpaid PRA. So, don't know what's going on here. According to these, we're all paid up.
and we're over by
You're talking about the financials, not the management.
Yes, I'm talking about the financials.
Yeah, but that's not on the agenda.
We're talking about the management report where it says we haven't paid, where we owe PRA.
It doesn't say we owe. That's my problem. It doesn't say we owe. It's finally
owed. Okay, so that was his thing. Saying he says, you know, he says, she says. I'm saying the financials say we do owe it. So I don't know what's going on. And, you know, there are conflicting reports here. Brian's saying we owe them. The financials are saying we don't. Just saying. I don't know what to say about that. You know, I don't want to get into the programming issues up in Berkeley because it's way longer and deeper than I want to get into here. I mean, programming is very sensitive everywhere, and people have their favorites. And
who does the commentation?
It's
somebody outside the country.
As for CPD, what we were getting was less than 10%. It was, on a good day, 5%. So this is not major. What's so funny?
He's trying to get his phone.
So what we were getting was, on a good day, 5%, and it will be sorely, it is sorely missed by KPSK.
Yeah, that's
2 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think public business is suffering, but I do want to go back to the statement, because there's a statement in this thing about programmers who are making statements, some like shifters and ladies, programmers who refuse to do this on that. This editorializing in the report about the programmers are not pulling their weight, even though many of the programmers know we tried, and volunteered to do the program, do the fund drive, and Alan has said no. And in fact, the last time I did the fund drive, he poked his head in the studio, 1 minute to show that was 1 minute to air, and said, I don't know why you insist on doing this, you never make any money. But the question really would make us, will you work hard this hour? But my point is on this, is that what he's saying is that we're given a chance in this next fund on, but it's like you put weights on us to throw us in the pool because we cannot tie the premiums to the guests that target our audience. We cannot actually do our own shows. We are targeted guests because we our fundraiser premiums are we're not allowed to have them. We have to get them when 15 has, which means either we don't have our guests and we do guests that are tied to her premiums and nothing to do with our audience, or we have our guests and don't do the premiums. I'm not sure what to do. A lot of people have talked about this because they really are unsure what to do about the fund drive.
I also did want to represent the other staff members who have expressed a concern about the way that this is being brought up, because their audience building has been broken throughout the numerous fund drives, and so they are looking for efforts to make sure that they're getting the type of support before they're completely evaluated automatically, with the assumption that they have had time during the fund drive, like drive time programmers, to build their audience. And so that I just thought I'd express that concern on behalf of the fund. Can you go in a line here? Okay, so start with Mr. Lafferty.
I just wanted to quickly agree with what you said, Christy. I was told recently, and I can't remember if it was Brodsky, Mabel Fallon, because that's been a network-wide policy in the past, and that supposedly under this new arrangement where the Bay fellows volunteered it, if they could put in a show the Bay one react to that idea. But under this new arrangement, I too would like to be able to pick the premium that I think are tailored to my audience. I think the idea that you on your show should have to use a premium that isn't tied to your audience
How do they expect you to raise money?
Can I interject something just real quickly? And the premiums we're talking about, our premiums that actually always have donated, not bought.
For that matter, yes. And I could, in many cases, have done the same thing. So I agree with you. And but I told, we'll see, that that's supposedly going to change in this next fund drive. But I still have the same problem that others have expressed, the notion that a show, especially a show that has not had a chance to really build its audience or has had this crippling problem to deal with in the past, should now either suddenly raise money or be off the air.
I would move you to actually ask, you know, the IGM to refrain from imposing to programmers and staff to use their premiums, you know, the way they want it. We won't be able to use it at all. It's no good for us, you know, at all. So, and then I will move that we just asking us, you know, that every program has really been doing it because we know our premiums and how we handle them. And then also another thing that we have to ask him is to allow the MRC4 to have the dinner and have, you know, the food out there, because the last one drive, he directed that no food was going to be at the table. So you got these people coming to answer the phone and no food at all. So what's wrong with having food on the table? There's nothing wrong with it, you know, basically. It was just food for the people who come and help, you know.
Are you all right?
I mean, for me, it's just really, let me say, it's really stupid to say, well, no food. Well, why not? You know, so I would move, you know, to, you know, whatever way you want to, you know, word it, but to stop this senseless idea, you know, that
we are at time on this item, so we need to leave.
It's just my eyes. I can't get them on the side very well right now. I'm not sure why.
Can you move to extend?
I have that answer.
Is somebody going to make a motion? Yeah,
I want to extend 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
Yeah, maybe not.
Any objection? Is 75 minutes? Okay. So my comment, which is where I meant to, does not be doing this, was, I am this actually going to say, is the fact that here's my issue, is that management and the board have not set up a national or a local criteria that makes sense. That is to say, they haven't done enough. For example, there should be, and we've said it many times, I know Michael certainly has, and other programmers, to put a little cup icon next to every show. So when you have somebody exciting, when you're not in a fund drive, people just donate to that show. It may, you know, your best guest may not show up during the fund drive. And also that premiums should all be listed for any show that wants to offer them. Why are the best books or the best recordings or the best video by Oliver Stone, whatever it is, right? Why is that limited to a particular show that's in prime time? That's absurd, because then you cannot measure what the support is for any particular show. So if you're going to use this metric, the other issue is if you're going to insist on using Arbitron, which I don't subscribe to, having come out of advertising, I know we didn't. I mean, we use them, but, you know, you have focus groups. But anyway, but the point is that we have to come up with a metric that says, okay, having a show at your prime time does not equate with having a show at 11 o'clock at night on a Thursday or Wednesday or whatever it is. So you work out a mathematical, you know, percentage that equates that support. So there hasn't been any kind of an analysis of how to define self-sustaining in a mixed economy station, meaning we pay some people and others are here, that the bulk of our program is volunteer programmers. So I strongly object to this policy.
Yep.
I think it's outrageous, and I don't think it's only afflicting KCSK. I think it's a nationwide affliction. We also have to find out a new way to develop the percentage for central services.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be real brief. I just think that the rationalization is that
you stop interventions of programs and programmers because you want them to pitch. Then you give them an ultimatum about having to pitch and how to pitch, and not provide that support in order for them to carry that directive out. Then what you're doing is threatening that, you know, your program's going to be taken off the air if you don't, you know, accomplish whatever goal he set out, and yet he's not providing that support that the programmers need. And I mean, I'm hopeful all of you are, Steve, about, you know, the premiums that you do have to offer, you know, has nothing to do with your targeted audience. I mean, that's ridiculous. So that's a problem. Again, I think the thing that concerns me about, quite a few things that concerns me about his report, the thing that really concerns me the most is that, so now here's your ultimatum. If you don't meet that ultimatum, we want to take you off the air, and that's not cool.
My other real complaint about this, this doesn't really apply to my show because I'm a pretty general gay audience, but also to the target. Financially disadvantaged people out there.
Yeah.
And they say, you're not supporting with your dollars, so we're not going to care about your issues anymore.
Thank you. Tim, and then we're approaching time.
I thought I was in the queue.
Please, just let him out for the second round.
It's not.
But you already
it's
took him
around.
First of all premiums are available to everybody. Okay, they are. They're not just limited to one show or another. Any programmer?
Not true.
It is true. I have been the mayor, and many people have called up and said, oh, I heard this on that show. We go through the book and find out where it is. And any person who wants to, okay, well, you know, I guess you've been in the phone room a lot. I've been in the phone room. I've gone to whenever they want, at any time of the day. That's what they want to pledge for. That's what they get. As for food, they're doing off. They're trying a new phone system. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. They're trying a different sort of phone system. They did it last time. And the GM will be at the station during this fund drive, so you can monitor how well it works. KPFA and KPFK have been doing this for the last couple of fund drives. I guess nobody really understood that. It has been recorded. That's true. I mean,
apples and oranges.
No, when Rodrigo's complaining about the food, they don't need food if they have, you know, people in a phone room not in North Hollywood answering the phones.
Just that information, they've had an overflow system where if calls aren't answered by the people in the studio, then they get picked up by someone else somewhere else.
Right.
But there are plenty of volunteers.
But they're going to have that as the sole food. That's what he's saying here. That is what he's saying here.
Thank you.
Something else to discuss.
If I understand correctly, then that is something for the future, but what has happened is that phone thing has not happened, so we were still where there's people in the phone room, and at that time there was still not food available.
Take a look at the financials. Look how much over budget it went, you know, the first day. That's where it goes. That's a solution now. And I just want to say to the people who are program representatives here, why don't y'all get together and not demand that you GM do this or that, but express your concerns about this. You know, this is the way it's been working. This was how it's going to be difficult for us to use. You don't even know what premiums are going to be available. Just express your concerns and maybe have a conversation on behalf of other programmers that you have been talking to. That's the way to communicate. I mean, it doesn't do any good here. We can't do anything. And just to demand the GM do this or that, I don't think it's going to work out.
Thank you. Dr. Wiener?